Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome everyone once again to History Dweebs. And today we have a short, it's just a special program. A few months ago we did a Dweebate in which the Colonel and Brandy Dweebated the topic of teachers' contracts in the 1920s, the moral clauses with the teacher's contract in 1920s. And today's topic is going to be a debate on the role of women in the home. The Good Wife's Guide was actually published by the Good Wife's Guide was actually published by Housekeeping Monthly in May of 1955. And it just gives women a kind of a very broad strokes, give them some ideas on their appropriate role in the household. And so we're going to have a debate here between the Colonel and Brandy, and the debate will be Casey. How's it going, Casey?
Going good.
And Tim, could I just add that this came about because I got on the Colonel's Corner, the web page, by my Facebook page.
That no one goes to.
That no one goes to, but apparently a few people did because I had a listener send in. I asked the Colonel thing, saying, "Could you help me? You know, me and my husband having some difficulty."
Mm-hmm.
So I sent her the Woman's Guide.
Did Renee send that in?
The Good Wife's Guide. And the lady sent me back an email and said, you know, Colonel, I've been practicing the Good Wife's Guide for the last week. My husband happy, the children happy, everything going good at the house. You saved my marriage.
Hmm.
So I published the Good Wife's Guide, and, you know, and the devil came on my page. Well, she's not really welcome. I need to block her. And made a lot of derogatory statements about the Colonel.
I'm sorry.
And not even just, she didn't even care that this woman's marriage was saved, that these children's not in an orphanage anymore.
Why were they in an orphanage in the first place?
Well, they was going to go to an orphanage.
Why?
Because she wouldn't.
Because they was
going
to get divorced. The husband and wife was going to get divorced. They both go to hell for that. You know that. And, So it's in the Bible. So we decided to talk this out amongst us.
Okay, and Casey, I guess you're going to.
I will be the impartial.
I will be the impartial mediator
for this.
Well, good.
I want it noted. I'm here in protest.
Under duress.
Under duress and
do you
protest.
Do anything not under duress?
I'm a hostile witness, and I want to make clear: are these supposed to be things that we do now?
What you should be doing.
That you should be doing.
Okay.
Okay. So what's the first one, Casey?
So the first. On the first point to the Good Wife's Guide is that the woman, the wife, should have dinner ready. She should plan ahead the night before, if necessary, to have a delicious meal ready on time when he gets home from work. This is a way of letting him know that you have been thinking about him and are concerned about his needs. Most men are hungry when they come home. And the prospect of a good meal, especially his favorite dish, is part of a warm, welcome home.
That seems reasonable, Brandy.
Explain to us, devil,
what's
the man
wrong
going
with
out
that?
And bringing home the bacon, but you're saying you shouldn't fry it up in the pan, is what you're saying. I mean, that's what I hear. The man bring home the bacon, he'd been out working all day. It might be construction, might be policeman. He risking his life for his family.
Maybe an accountant.
an accountant, and you can have a good dinner on the table for him. What's your problem now?
First of all...
Well, she'd have to learn how to cook.
First of all, no, I can cook like a son of a bitch. First of all, why do I have to have dinner ready? Why can't you be home and have some dinner ready? When I get home, my husband is home. Why can't he have dinner waiting for me? I don't need him to cook. He can order something out. But that's all he needs to do. I don't think about his ass all day. Because you know what I'm doing? I'm working and bringing home money. Why would I think about him?
Why are you out working?
Because that's what I do. Because I'm working. Because this isn't the 1950s.
Well, you've got everything. Your first responsibility is to take care of your family.
My first responsibility is to take care of my children. My husband's a grown-ass man.
Well, see, and I guess this is where we differ.
She's a liberal.
Because the colonel here uses
Renee hates you anyway, so it don't matter.
The colonel's job is very stressful, if I might.
It is very stressful, and I have this book
for
at home.
For shit's sake,
no black book. I keep on my nightstand. I open it every night. It's called the Bible.
Is it called Chuck's Books of Slights?
It's called the Bible, and what I like to look at.
You open it,
every
night.
Life's little guidebook. Okay.
You read the Bible every night.
Let me.
You can't spell Bible.
Hey, let the man finish.
Thank you. Thank you, Casey. And let me jump straight to Ephesians 5:22-33. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands. Now, so what you're saying is, I don't care what the Bible say.
Yes.
I'm not going to submit myself.
I'm saying that.
So basically, we're working off a premise here of an unholy premise.
Sure.
Okay, so we can all agree on that. I thought we established that.
Point obviously goes to Chuck on that.
Yeah,
one.
He's got the Bible.
He's quoting the Bible.
He's got God.
Yeah, obviously it goes to Chuck on that.
God loves him.
Chuck, we're going to come to you for first response on this one. Prepare yourself. Take 15 minutes to rest so you'll be refreshed when he arrives home. Touch up your makeup. Put a ribbon in your hair. And be the freshest looking that you can be. He has just been with a lot of work-weary people.
Boy, I'm telling you. I work with work-weary people, and they don't look good.
They don't look good. And you know what? I got to hang around here, you know, all day. And you know the kind of really basically trolls we deal with all the time. And I come home, and the colonel misses. She freshen up a little bit. She freshen up, and that's how she keep me. We've been married 28 years now.
Take a shower.
Now, what's so hard about when? And I know Dave works hard. Dave works in a dangerous, dangerous occupation. Your husband, he working with some deadly chemicals, things that could kill him at any given. It's like he's a snake handler almost. He could get killed at any minute.
Mm-hmm. Like he's Pentecostal.
But you can't even wash your face when the man coming home. You've been sitting on the couch eating bonbons all day. Watching reruns of Oprah and whatnot, getting on the QVC and ordering your little stuff.
Watching the Netflix.
Watching the Netflix. And you can't even put a ribbon in your hair.
You're like Ed McMahon over there. You just... That's it.
You can't put a ribbon in your hair.
I haven't put a ribbon in my hair in 20 years.
Well, that's your problem.
You think so?
Hey, ask our mother. She ripped them out when she was in the crib.
Not a fan.
Yeah, so what's...
Why can't you take a couple minutes to make yourself look nice when I get home? Why can't you splash a little water on your face and maybe put on a little lipstick, a little rouge? Touch it up a little bit.
A little high karate.
Yeah, little panther blood.
This is where you're turning this around. This ain't about how to be a good husband.
I'm
because
just saying,
it's how to be a good wife, because the husbands are typically not the problem.
He's got you there.
Perhaps,
the husbands are not the problem.
Perhaps if you would prepare yourself.
Would you like to debate global warming too?
I would be a better wife if you perhaps would just make an effort a little bit more.
Okay, Brandy got off topic on that one because she's looking at it from your perspective. She's too worried about you. She's not worried about herself. Chuck, you obviously won that one.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. It's always about you.
Don't deflect.
Yeah.
Don't deflect.
We're trying to
let's
apply
stay on
these.
Topic.
We're
let's
trying
stay
to
on.
Apply
you are deflecting.
These here.
You were deflecting.
Well, first of all, Casey needs to understand that I'll see him in a week or two, and it's going
to
suck for him if he doesn't
you need
simmer
to,
down
you need
over
to
here.
Stay on topic.
Simmer down now.
Just stay on topic.
All right. Next question. You get to go first on this one, Brandy. Be a little gay and a little more interesting for him.
Well, we've already talked about her.
We've talked about her lesbian in the past.
Yeah.
Just play softball. How much dare can you get?
His boring day may need a little lift when he gets home, and your duties need to provide that.
Yeah, be a little upbeat. Do we link up with people?
I don't even think that needs to be debated. That's a good
thing. Sing a song.
So you really can just concede this point if you want.
Yeah, we can move on.
We don't have to discuss this.
There's no way you're going
to
be upbeat.
Let's just move on to the next one.
I agree. You win, obviously.
So Brandy really needed to come from behind for this.
Clear away the clutter.
Are you my cheerleader?
Clear away the clutter of the house. Make one last trip through the main part of the house just before your husband arrives home.
Yeah, just like flight attendants do before they land.
I'm just making sure the kids haven't killed each other. That's all we're doing.
What do you have to say about that, Charles?
Well, again, I gotta jump back to Titus here and find it.
Titus?
Yeah, Titus. Titus
like
has some
Christopher
interesting
Titus?
Thing to say. No, Titus in the Bible. You ever open a book? You ever open a good book?
She'd burst into flames.
Well, okay, let me go to Proverbs.
I actually studied the Bible quite extensively.
Would you say cleanliness is next to godliness?
Yes.
Would you agree with that?
Ding, ding, ding.
And would you agree godliness is a virtue?
Yes.
Okay, so let me go to Proverbs 31:10. Who can find a virtuous woman? Now, if you clean up the house, he come home, he find a virtuous woman. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. It's common sense.
Common sense. It's logic. Try to follow the logic, devil.
Are we assuming that this is somebody that stays home all the time?
It don't matter.
Again, don't worry about what everybody else
is doing.
Did you ever discuss about her being gay? This is a guide for you, not for him.
Not for him. We'll have a debate later about for him.
So
if
don't
you
worry
like.
About him.
If you can make the case that
so
we're
we
doing
can make this
wrong.
Really, really short. I'm not doing any of this shit.
So,
I got stuff
okay,
to
so
do.
Okay, so she's not even debating anymore, so we'll just keep going to Chuck.
I got stuff to do. I don't have time to be happy to see people.
She's recognizing
I'm not a dog.
Shortcomings. Yeah. So what's the next one, Casey?
The next one is you should gather up the school books, the toys, the paper, etc., and then run a dishcloth over the tables.
That's fair.
What's so hard about that?
It's easy.
The kid's been eating the peanut butter and jelly. You got stickiness all over the table. Run a damn washcloth over it.
Anything, devil? Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I can see that point.
Prepare the children. Take a few minutes to wash the children's
hands. If I could prepare anybody for my children.
Would you let me finish?
That would be
something. The listeners are very...
Yeah, you really are being a little rude.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Prepare the children. Take a few minutes to wash the children's hands and faces, if they're small. Comb their hair. Change their clothes if necessary. They are like little treasures, and he would like to see them playing the part. Minimize the noise at the time of his arrival. Eliminate all the noise of the washer, dryer, or vacuum. Try to encourage the children to be quiet as well.
Let me tell you a little
story. Let me tell you a little story.
So my children have an uncle that decided that what was a good idea to get my 4-year-old child was a drum set.
Nice move.
Now that is an uncle that
it's caring.
You just have to adore.
Yeah.
But you should take the drum set away from him when Dave comes home.
Yes, because that makes him quiet down. Taking
well,
something away from him quiets him down.
Well, here's the thing, devil. We're out there in the world in a rat race, okay?
But we're not.
We come home and what we want now, children is one of two things, okay? They treasures, like they said right there.
They're assholes.
Or they're dirty little urchins. Okay? Now,
number
whether
two.
Their treasures are dirt or their urchins is up to you.
I don't think so.
So
yeah,
it's
you
up
have
to
control.
You whether I'm going to come home to dirty little urchins. Don't like my kids now because they're dirty little urchins. Do you want me to love my children, devil? is what I'm saying.
I don't care if you love your children.
And I think that says a lot about you.
It might.
Do you have a Bible
saying? All I'm saying is...
Brandy's not even debating these points.
I don't have anything to debate.
Yeah. Well,
you can't defend yourself.
Just... Because I work too. What makes you think I've got time to do all this bullshit when I
get home? Maybe that's the problem.
No, you can't argue with the next one. I mean, of all of you've been against all out of all of them. But
is this next one about being gay?
This one is, and I'm gonna.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Combine the next 2 points. Be happy to see him. Greet him with a warm smile and show sincerity in your desire to please him. Now, you of all...
Who's got time for that?
Even you can't go against
that. I don't have time for that. It's fine. I will give him a smile. I'll even give him a peck on the cheek, but we got to keep it moving.
Okay, now...
I don't have it.
Again, I got to go back to... This is where Titus really knew his stuff. The aged women, likewise... That they be in behavior, become submissive, not ugly, not grow facial hair, and have themselves cleaned up when the husband come home.
I thought this was wise.
Oh wow! Facial hair was in the Bible.
I've heard that verse.
Yeah,
I've heard that verse.
Sure, you've quoted it several times.
The pastor at our church went over that last week.
Yeah, so,
yeah,
I have it on a t-shirt.
Does your wife do this stuff, Casey?
Yes.
And does
I'm
she?
I'm a happy man.
Well, I'll have to ask her about that when I
please
see
do.
Her.
Please
sure
do.
Will.
She always. Yeah, I just can't get
it. I've seen her. She's always so pleasant.
The gay part, she's not, you know, she's not into that. But, you know, everything else.
She's always such a pleasant smile when you get
greets
home.
Greets me at the house. Kids
right
are,
at the door.
Kids are quiet.
Kids are quiet.
She takes the time to take her apron off and fix her hair a little bit.
Yes. She puts a ribbon in.
A little perfume on.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to ask her. She'll love that.
All right. Okay. So what do you think about this next one? And Chuck, we got to go to you first because I've been going to the devil. I got to make it even. I'm trying to be as impartial as I can. Make the evening his. Never complain if he comes home late or goes out to dinner or to other places of entertainment without you. Instead, try to understand his world of strain and the pressures. His pressures are very real and need to be home. And when he's home, he needs to be relaxed.
Well,
now, Charles, what's wrong with stopping off and having a couple of drinks
and
with
you know,
the guys? After I mean, working here, you definitely need to go
need
have
a
drinks.
Drink, you need a
line or two of cocaine.
This is a stressful job. This is a stressful job, and you come home, and the
stop
last
at the
thing you want to hear is a complaining woman. That's the last thing. And you know, Timothy has something interesting to say about that.
I did.
No, Timothy in the Bible, but. But you're close to Timothy in the Bible.
I'm pretty close.
And it says,
it's the headphones. Same
let
thing.
The woman live in silence with all subjection. And basically what it says, devil,
shut
is...
Shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up and do what the man tell you. And
he's summarizing.
Yeah, I'm summarizing Timothy here. But it can be found right in the New Testament, Timothy 21:2-14. Let the woman live. In silence and subjection. What he's saying here is the devil's talk too damn much.
I think what he's saying...
Talk less, do more.
No, I think what he's saying is, let us live without you motherfuckers in the background. Yamma, yamma, yamma,
I don't believe
yamma.
The word motherfucker ever left Timothy's mouth.
Oh, I think
and I don't
did.
Think that was in the Bible.
It wasn't in the Bible. You can do it yamma, yamma, yamma. In the Bible.
All this yamma, yamma, yamma all the time.
Are you
we
gonna,
would like some silence.
Are you even going to try to...
We would
are
like
you just
silence.
Conceding this point?
Are you not even going to debate that?
How can you? I mean, that's like...
Okay, we've got to move. It's
debate,
common sense,
debating
really.
Slavery or something. I mean,
it's common sense.
Oh, my God.
Make him come... All right, this one... All right. You've got to do this for Dave. I mean, if you don't, what's he sticking around for? Make him comfortable. Have him lean back in a comfortable chair.
Yeah.
Or have him lie down in the bedroom and have a cool or warm drink ready for him.
I have a cool drink ready for me.
Well, that's all right.
You think about BJ's in there?
No, there's nothing in there. Your mother listens to this show.
Now, you lean him back in the chair, all right? You get the
Colonel
cool
will tell you how to do it.
And the kids are up.
Let me tell you what Proverbs says about that.
What? Proverbs
she
has a thing about BJ's?
Her mouth.
No. What?
And in her tongue is the law of kindness. So basically it says, when the man come home, give him a hummer. And that's right here in Timothy.
Because if you don't, he will covet thy neighbor's tongue.
Right here in
tongue.
Proverbs 31:26. She openeth her mouth, and in her tongue is the law of kindness.
Yeah.
Now, really the question is, devil, do you want to be kind or cruel? I mean, it's just a simple yes or no. Do you want to be kind or cruel to the man when he come home?
No. Well, then you cannot complain when he coveth thy neighbor.
Yeah.
You're
our
not
neighbors.
When he coveth thy neighbor's ass, it's
you know what? That's okay.
Fault.
All right,
my
Chuck,
neighbors breed Yorkies.
Chuck, you've won again.
Thank you.
I got to keep this moving. You know, we're going to get off topic here.
Yeah.
You know, Chuck, what? Another point for Chuck.
Yeah, you're like nonsensical there, Brandy. You can't, you're not, you haven't made one point yet.
This one I think is a really good one. Don't ask him questions about his actions or question his judgment or integrity. Remember, he is the master of the house, and as such will always exercise his will with fairness, truthfulness. You have no right to question him.
Like saying the sky is blue.
To question his authority.
Now, Chuck, I'm going to come to you first. It's your turn to go first. What is your opinion?
Didn't he go
on
first
that
last time? And probably the time before that?
Well, you're not really saying anything when I come
I don't
in
have anything to say. You guys cut me off. These are all stupid.
If you have something that you think is wrong with this helpful suggestion to keep a man happy,
go ahead and make a rational argument.
How to make a man happy? Same way Renee makes you happy. She makes all the money.
No. That ain't got.
But you don't make
all
the money.
I make all the money.
She is married to she's married to a fine man. She's married to a colonel.
Yeah, she's married to a colonel. She walk around.
She's excited about that too.
Basically, the colonel, a trophy husband. Is what I am, and Renee does
she
everything.
She needs to aim higher.
Do you pleasure her when she requests?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Unless it's in a deviant fashion, then the colonel doesn't do things like that.
Any point from you, Brandy?
I take that as a
no. I take that old eye roll as a no. And so, Chuck, you're 2-0. On debates, I mean,
thank you. I'm glad we.
I think you know,
you're a master. You're
moderating this.
You're a master debater.
Thank you. Yes. I appreciate your fairness, your objectivity.
Jesus,
that's what you brought me up here for.
It was to have a neutral party discuss the devil's shortcomings.
Because last time she said I didn't do a, you know, I wasn't impartial.
No,
and it's obviously that her arguments are just poorly thought out.
Well, develop. She can't argue with is really the problem.
Well, right. It's hard to argue against facts. When you don't have the facts on your side, you have to kind of just stam and holler and
throw punches, and that's what she does.
Yeah.
She throws in low blows.
You know, basically, she like the person that says, you know, let's build an obstacle course in a blind ward in the hospital or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
All of you should watch out for motorcycle assassins.
Brandy, do you have any final thoughts since you had ample opportunity?
All of you can piss off. There's my final
thought.
Well,
and maybe have you thought? and really, this is now.
What
you
got to
take this
out,
in the vein it's meant.
I will not take it in any vein. Thank you.
I like your use
what
of the
we're
Bible
trying
the
to
scripture
do here,
to support your.
This
position.
Was what we were trying to do here. It's almost an intervention. Because we're not coming at you from a place of hostility.
I think you might have been.
No, you're trying
your marriage to be successful.
We're trying
no
to make you a better wife.
We're trying to make you a better wife.
Someone else who
because
will take care of his needs.
If he finds somebody, then that's fine. He'll go.
You're going to end up with Lanny who works at the, where did he work?
Jiffy Lube.
Lanny at the
Why do I end up with some wife beater wearing Lenny at the Jiffy Lube?
Because
you won't
keep
be a good wife. You can't keep your man happy.
Keep Dave happy so you don't lose him.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, you know, a miracle that you landed a husband. Don't lose him once you have him.
My parents, evidently that's true.
Yeah.
But if you do these little things, these little suggestions, you know.
My parents are fine people.
Yeah, these are
freshen up a little bit at the end of the day. Make sure the kids are all neat, clean.
Yeah. Put him in a chair. Give him the hummer. It's not, I mean, how hard is it? What's it take? 10 minutes? 10 minutes, and this
not,
is what I don't
not
get.
Not that long if you're good at it.
Not, and if you learn how to do it, and
get
yeah,
him like
get
a,
on the internet, learn some technique,
or give him a laptop, find some porn pages that he can look at while this is occurring. He can fantasize.
Yeah, Yeah, he don't even have to be.
Or you can wear a red wig sometimes. I mean, you can make it fun.
What the
fuck? That goes back to her getting.
Yeah.
That goes back to her preparing herself.
Yeah, preparing yourself. Exactly. Prepare
Put
yourself.
The red wig on.
Put some lip gloss on. Yeah.
Speak a little Russian accent.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not yet. Oh, God. It's what's missing a squirrel.
If you do that,
so what we're trying
you
to do here, devil.
We're trying
is
to
what
save
we're trying
your
to do is we're
My
trying to save
good.
You.
Thank you.
Is it because
my husband has low expectations?
he better.
There's going to come a time, and I know Dave. Dave's a wonderful man, but there's going to come a time.
He's going to get fed up.
You know, even Job. While we're talking about the Bible, even Job said, "Fuck it, I had enough," you know. And there's going to come a time where Dave says, "You know, oh, enough of this nonsense." And he's gonna.
You know what did it for Job? General warts. Once he got those, well, you know, he took his brother dying. Mm-hmm. I mean, he took all. You know, he took the plague.
Locust. They gave him the boils on the jewels. It was too.
What's up with this?
Yeah. And basically what Dave got right now is the equivalent of genital boils.
Well, I'll let him know. He'll be very excited about that.
He's got a boil of a wife.
And you're going
to
get lanced.
We're trying to make you better.
You're going to get lanced.
We don't want you to get lanced, devil. We don't want you to get lanced.
Well, we all know who won that debate.
Well, yeah, it was clear.
Yeah. Clear.
Clearly.
Any final thoughts?
I already gave my final thoughts. Thank you.
I just hope.
Closing remarks.
I just hope these words, you take them to heart. You know that we all care about you.
Yeah.
Well, we really don't care much about it, but
we
care a little bit about it because we do a podcast in our office.
Mm-hmm. Motorcycle assassins.
So, yeah, we're going to get back to the devil. She's going to try out some of our techniques and see if it works.
Just suggestions, that's all. Just to improve your...
Are you married?
I know I'm divorced.
I thought maybe that was true.
Well, she didn't.
Well, she wasn't
following the rules.
She wasn't following the rules.
Mm.
So, well, thank you, listeners. And if you have any questions, do you need help with life advice, life coaching, career coaching,
any place
whatever
but here.
You can always remember, you can always ask the Colonel. And how do I do that? Well, you can go to our Facebook page, historydweeb.com. You can go to our website, historydweeb.com, or your Facebook page, History Dweebs, our website, historydweeb.com. You can go to, and here's where you can ask one, and you can give a review even. You can get on iTunes and say, you know what, I think the devil need to change your ways, whatever, give us 5 stars. I'll give you 4 stars. I'm taking one off for the devil being there. But I might give you 4.5 or 5 because Casey's a good addition. So
absolutely.
So we'd like to thank Casey for coming here, and hopefully you can come back here soon.
Would love to come back.
Yeah, we would love to have you back. And, of course, you know, Brittany, we never know when she's going to show up. You get texts from her from all over the place. And I guess she went to see Taylor Swift last night. She probably went backstage.
Yeah, and she said...
That's the devil's music.
That was on a bucket list, and I unless it was a vomit bucket, I don't know what kind of bucket list you have. But the only way I go see Taylor Swift is if she was opening for Bruce and they were sacrificing Taylor after her show. But
Harsh.
Not a big Taylor Swift fan. Not a big Taylor Swift fan. Okay. And you know why I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan?
Why?
Because her songs, too often her songs are about women being victims. I like strong, empowered women.
Yeah.
Who clean themselves up and be quiet when I get
home. Take care of their children.
Yeah. Take care of the urchins.
Brandy, any final thoughts?
No.
She hasn't had a coherent thought all day, so I don't know why we're expecting one now.
Okay, we'll see you next time on History.
Thank you, listeners.
Bye.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it?
I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.